News Talks at B with Chris. Well, the end of school year, at least, is drawing near, and school leavers no doubt are planning trouble. Unfortunately for one Hamilton Boys High School student, a seemingly harmless prank went too far as it ended with a cut right down to his bone. Now there are calls for the schoolgirls involved to be charged. So is there a limit on what is acceptable in terms of a stunt, and how far is too far? Secondary Principals Association New Zealand President Michael Williams joins me. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Larry.
Well, it's Larry, Chris.
It?
No, it's the fake Larry. It's the Chris one. What do you think about this prank? I mean, what do you think about end-of-year pranks in general?
I think they're stupid. It varies from school to school and community and school culture to school culture. Obviously, this one, I don't think there's any school or any community would accept riding around a motorbike topless is acceptable. Far from it. But the whole concept of having pranks in many schools is unacceptable. My own school, for example, the school culture, that would be, it's unacceptable to be doing pranks. Why would you want to be doing something stupid at school?
Is there an acceptable standard at all when it comes to pranks, or you think it's just stupid and silly? Because as we know, look what's happened here.
It varies from community and school culture across. Every school's different, every community's different, and the culture at each school's different. So some schools, the culture would be that some pranking would be okay. Other schools, it's not acceptable. In my personal opinion, and the school, our school, pranking's not acceptable. My students would find that unacceptable, any sort of pranking.
You reckon these young ladies should be charged?
Well, they've been incredibly irresponsible, dangerous driving, dangerous behaviour, and hurt someone. Perhaps they do need to learn a lesson. Where does not being responsible for your stupidity, where is it acceptable or not acceptable?
It makes you wonder. You've got some students who have said that what's wrong with harmless bit of fun to make the end of your school life slightly more bearable?
What's not bearable about school? Students at our school have had a great schooling experience. Most schools have had a great experience. Why do you need to do something stupid to celebrate moving on to the next stage? What's the purpose of it?
What would your message be for other students thinking about this type of prank? What would you tell them? Or what do you tell your students?
We talk to our students about celebrating, particularly the students who are leaving their 5 years at the school, celebrating what a great experience they've had, sharing that experience with their teachers. Our last day, we had a great assembly. We had a morning tea with the staff. We had a wonderful dinner the students had organised that evening. We had a wonderful last day of school where we all behaved like grown-up adults in a mature, responsible way, and the students were really thanking their teachers for what a wonderful experience they've had for 5 years.
As it should be.
They weren't trying to go and prank or upset people or embarrass people.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That is Secondary Principal Association New Zealand President Michael Williams. It's 22 past five. Still to come, Monopoly in Wellington.